Well, if you've ever found yourself in a dispute with a social media company, only to find yourself going around in circles, the telecommunications industry ombudsman wants to help, except right now it can't. A new report from the Ombudsman has found that complaints about digital platforms, that's platforms including Google, Apple, Microsoft, Meta and Hubble, were up nearly 30% in 2024 compared to the previous year. The rise in complaints has prompted the telecommunications industry ombudsman, Cynthia Gabert, to call for more powers. The Ombudsman joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What are the figures telling you about the increase in complaints about some of these digital platforms?
It's really shining a light on the growing gap in consumer protections. You know, we're the go-to for phone and internet complaints, and our website, for example, clearly says we do phone and internet complaints, but people are struggling and they're getting really frustrated that there's nowhere to go. So they say, oh, we'll give it a go, see if we can, the Ombudsman can help. And at the moment, as you said, we can't. So we really think we need to ensure that there are those safety nets. You know, there is somewhere for people to go when things go wrong, because it has significant impacts on people's lives.
And Cynthia, what are the typical kind of complaints that the Ombudsman is receiving regarding these digital platforms?
Just over a third of the complaints are around things like people's accounts being blocked or otherwise being banned. And that can have a significant impact if you're running a small business or you're using platforms for your income source, if you're an influencer, for example, and all of a sudden your account's shut and you then go into this endless loop of trying to engage with email help options or chatbots. It's not just inconvenient, it's actually affecting people's income and their finances. But equally, we see people being locked out of access to photos and memories if their account's blocked. So there's a variety of different impacts, but, you know, this really highlights for us that we've moved from social media and digital platforms being almost entertainment or nice to have to actually being core to how people communicate now.
How difficult is it for customers to try and get in contact with a real person at some of these very large digital platforms?
Sally, I think you've really touched on the key thing there, which is a real person. From the consumers that come to us, and there are a growing number each year, they're telling us that they just get stuck in automated complaints processes and can't talk to a real person. And I think when you're at the point where you want to raise a complaint or you want to question a decision that's made by any business, including the big tech companies, you want to be able to engage with a real person and try and get to the bottom of it.
If people have a complaint in this area, what is it that's limiting the Ombudsman Office from offering help at the moment?
Under the laws, we are only able to deal with phone and internet complaints. So really, we do need new laws that enable us to require the big tech companies to participate in a independent dispute resolution scheme and to give people the comfort that they're needing. There are some really great steps being taken by government to reinforce online safety and really focus on minimising harm, but we don't have the safety net of a free and independent dispute resolution organisation for people when things go wrong.
So if those laws or regulations were changed, do you have the resources as well to open up this whole other area?
It would absolutely be a step up for us in terms of the demands on our service, but it's something that I think we really need to be thinking about if we are to build trust and confidence in the digital economy and the way people communicate now, as opposed to the way they communicated when the Ombudsman, my scheme, was set up over 30 years ago.
On Radio National Breakfast, you're listening to Cynthia Gabert, who's the telecommunications industry ombudsman. Have you had any response from the federal government of this idea of increasing the footprint and responsibility for your office?
It's absolutely something we're engaging with them on, and there has been some work done around improving the internal dispute resolution procedures of these platforms. So those internal processes without the external, but that seems to have stalled as well. I think they were meant to have their homework in the industry by mid-2024, and we haven't seen anything coming out of that. So we're really calling on the industry itself, as well as government, to keep tackling this issue if we do want to ensure that we've got adequate consumer protections.
Are you getting much more traffic through your interaction with the public when it comes to the lead-up to the social media ban?
We are seeing ups and downs. I think the key challenge is we can't help people, and that's a bit that's really unsatisfying. When people ring in, they want help. We aren't able to actually assist them, and, you know, that's what we can't continue to have is an environment where people are reaching out for help and there's nowhere to go. Mm.
Do you expect some kind of response from government formally on this?
We will continue to engage with government. We do think that there is an opportunity for them to really reinforce the great steps they've taken so far, bearing in mind, obviously, Parliament's finished for the year, but that doesn't preclude us from having ongoing conversations and really getting to the core of the issue.
Just very briefly, if people are stuck trying to make complaints with these social media platforms, what do they do?
First thing to do is always try and get it resolved directly with the platform. But in terms of being able to have escalation paths, organisations like myself, we gather the data and we try and shine a light on it, as we are today with you, Sally. But similarly, the ACCC and other organisations will only be able to gather data and shine a light rather than provide that independent dispute resolution service, which is why it's so important that we pick up on recommendations previously made by the ACCC and then more recently in the Online Safety Act review, that there has to be an independent ombuds for people to go to get that free and independent help.
Cynthia Gabert, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.